Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Merry Christmas, everyone, from us here at MFB HQ and our good mates at Heaps Normal. They're bringing you the goods once again. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Award-winning stuff. And Heggy, it's not any type of day today. What day is it?
Ruin Christmas.
It is Christmas. But don't ruin Christmas this year. What do you got to do, mate?
Well, I have a few heapses in between fighting, eating multiple different types of animal on the same plate, and generally punching on and having a great bloody time.
Champagne breakfast, all that good stuff. My wife's a big fan of popping some bubbles in the morning. But you don't want to look like an amateur, so make sure you spread some bloody heapses in throughout your big festive season.
Get it in and stop saying bubbles. Mm. Bubbles is gross. It's a pedophile's monkey. Stop, you know. I don't want to hear it. Would you like some No, I think I've mentioned this before. The word bubbles annoys me.
And we know you get on the heapses as well to keep a lid on things because people get a bit excited this time of year. And you don't want to be on the front of fucking news.com.au with a silly Christmas pun shirt on with your hands in cuffs, all right? So heapses are the way to go. Delicious, non-alcoholic beers. Heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty-free at checkout and get free shipping all around Australia from us here at MFB.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. Get some heaps. Go.
Merry Christmas.
Ruin Christmas.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the
Gulf. At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes.
Out the fucking door!
Christmas. All right. You. Had your fun. 3 years now. I can't even, the best part is I can't even hear it. I just see you dancing like a fool.
I don't know why. With the old Roadcaster clips where it seems to be making fun of you or taking the piss, never seems to go through your end, as if there's some sort of bullying filter.
Little bits of it come up, but yeah, I just got to estimate when you've finished playing it.
Oh, sorry. Well, Merry Christmas, mate.
Oh, thanks, man. You too. Many happy returns. Yes. You and yours. You and yours.
Yep.
That's another one.
You and yours.
Man, we're not going to muck around too long here. Just wanted to put out a heartfelt thank you to the patrons for their support all this year. The special guests. Well, no, I didn't have any special guests. Special people who help us out a little more than the others. Thanks, everyone, for listening. It's been a pretty good year, I think. Who
good
knows?
Year.
I don't get the abuse you do.
So. Yeah, and it has been a top year here at MFB HQ. And, this is an early release, little Chrissy morning release, hey? Look what Santa's dropped off for everyone, a fresh ep of MFB. So don't look in the Santa stocking on Thursday. It's not there. Don't be greedy. You got one early because some people are going to have Ripper Christmases and Kwanzas and Hanukkahs and all those things, but some people are having shit ones, so they might need a few laughs today, a few plain punch-on related laughs, and we're happy
to
bring
them. I could think of, like, you know, I mean, cheers. I don't know what sort of person this cheers up, but good luck if that's you.
There's someone right now doing a fist bump, having an early morning beer, going, you beauty.
Oh, okay. Well, good good for them. But also, take it easy.
Yep. And before we get into the episode, Heggy, your special low breed is out on YouTube right now. That are the comments on today? Have you left them on today?
I'll leave Christmas them on for Christmas, yes.
All right.
Christmas
beautiful.
Spirit. That's my little
get
gift.
Get involved.
You've got 24 hours to comment. Yeah. That is it. And fucking then they're off again.
Forget the Boxing Day test. Heggy versus the internet on Christmas Day. That is the true battle everyone wants to see.
I'm turning it on, walking it. Away, and then turning them back off. Don't worry about that. You can have your fun if you want.
I'd already seen the show live about 86 times, so I'm trying to catch up the same amount of views on my television. Check it out. It's a great special. And if you're stuck, if you've woken up Christmas morning and thinking, fuck, there's a few gifts I haven't gotten yet, get on to lukeheggie.com right now and his tour for next year. Grogan, brand new tour, Heggie. Tickets on sale now.
Thanks, mate. That's very kind. While we're at it, if you want to do the double on Christmas Day, watch Nick Cody live at the corner. Really ram the point home Christmas morning with your darkened room and a big telly. It's too big for it, the place it's in. Just do that.
Beautiful.
Have a good day. I wish I was. Anyway, not going to muck around too long, mate. There's some abuse in this episode, I believe, still. Some still trickling in.
See, we got the abuse and recorded it before we decided, hey, let's put out a special early episode for Christmas Day. And, so all our Christmas cheer is about to be met head on by some fucking filthy messages. Not all of them directed at the scummies, by the way. The scummies, the free listeners, you know who you are. Some of it is, just attacking their own partners, their friends, their family. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, just using it's like the Zodiac Killer, using the classifieds to get stuck in and get some messages across. Let's get stuck in, mate. We're not going to have intros. The next couple of episodes are going to be very short, if at all. So, complaints line can light up. It won't be manned over the festive New Year period.
If you want to know what we're up to, we'll be at NRG at Sydney Airport, the only one left.
Oh, yeah.
swing by for a wheatgrass shot and a fucking mango magic or something. But before we get into the episode, each week if we're down the line, Heggie's got a Zoom background with a grim part. This looks particularly grim. This is some burnt out. That is a burnt out. Oh, hold on. I'm getting chili ready. If I know my history, that...
You know this one.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, maybe not. Sorry, okay, I just saw it like a charred palm tree and I was going to say Bali bombings, but maybe I've jumped ahead. Ah, fuck.
No, it's not. Sorry. If it was going out on Boxing Day, it'd be a big tsunami perhaps, but no, it's this is beautiful Covina, Los Angeles, and in 2008, Bruce Pardo, his divorce came through in mid-December, and so on Christmas Eve, he's only 45, he went round to his ex's house. She's having a party with all of relatives and family there. And he had a Santa suit on.
Yeah.
And a couple of presents with him, which were guns, and just laid waste to nine people. On top of that, he unwrapped one of the presents while he's there. It was a compressor full of fuel. Wanted to use it as some sort of flamethrower thing. Been watching Die Hard.
Yeah.
And or Rambo.
A lot of movies, a lot of video games.
Planned it out. Didn't end too well at all. He planned everything out, but it went to shit fairly quickly. And even Bruce himself is deady bones now. So,
Well.
Anyway, happy Christmas, everyone. Let's...
Merry Christmas. Enjoy the episode. And we'll see you in the new year.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, it's time for some more Patreon abuse. This one's from Samuel. This one goes out to my colleagues Mark, Kieran, Leon and Xavier. Tight asses that claim to have no money, yet recently attended a friend's trivia night in memory of Matt Perry. These flogs ran the table and got a perfect 50 from 50 questions, correct scoring them $200. Rather than using this money to support the MFB boys, they each purchased a Palestinian flag to create new profile pictures to replace their Ukrainian and French flag photos. Get a grip, cock snaps, and pay the boys, or at the very minimum, throw a Viking and spa party to really celebrate your hero's life. Maybe, and just quickly, side note, Samuel may not have found out. This may have come out before the toxicology report was released, Heggy. I sent it to you the other day. It said he died. The primary cause of death was ketamine, and the secondary cause of death was drowning.
Yeah.
I reckon flip those around.
Yeah. Other way around.
I've seen a lot of friends on ketamine out and about. I haven't seen a lot of friends that have drowned.
No. It's like dying from AIDS, isn't it? You don't really.
It's a different type of, yeah.
Anyway, next is from Peter. Dear Kirby, we shared a womb, but I'm sick of sharing my Patreon account with you as you squirrel away money for backpacking, your tight ass. Just pay for the subscription so we can continue to keep Heggy away from folding shit into a skip bin and Cody from emceeing real estate awards nights. Peter.
Peter sounds like he may have been at one of the two real estate awards nights that I have had to MC, unfortunately, in my time. Unless there was a story from this, that's a fucking great guess, Peter. Good work. Kirby, if you're over the age of 19, you better not be backpacking. Fucking grow up, get a hotel like a fucking adult. Sorry, I don't like to kick someone while they're down, but occasionally kick 'em. I've just got to speak up.
Twin brother, great jump roddy.
The next one. This is from What Is Joseph? All right, ladies and gentlemen, currently sitting in the scummy freeloading section, it's time to listen to this important announcement. I know times are tough. Since you've been fired from the dick-sucking factory, money's a bit tight, but you can't face these grim times without some entertainment in your life. There's no need to be tighter than a nun's nasty. Open up your bags, and I'm not talking about those little ones you carry when you're heading out for a night on the town, and flick these two some dosh. Sign up and let's get Heggy to Bali. And here's a special note to one listener who is a part-time patron and full-time dud, Daniel. It's time you stop rocking the RMs on work sites, and it's probably time you laid off the crushed ibuprofen during nights out. You need to save your limited energy for your fur babies and management of your crypto portfolio. You'll need to lift your game if you ever want to become an influencer like you're always telling me you dream to be.
Jeez, they're getting some good digs in. I like it.
I love that one too. It started out wide. Every scummy's copying it, and then he just zoned in.
Zoned in on Daniel. Got to be very specific. This one's from Roche. Bonsoir, scummies. I'd love to know what you're spending your $10.50 per month on. Given we have to do everything else for you freeloading cunts, I'll do the math. Roughly $2.40 per week. What the fuck are you doing with that $2.40? That's hardly enough for you. For your new e-dart, Dare Ice Coffee, a spin-on more chilli machine, or at worst, an NRG smoothie. Get out of the shitter and into the main cabin. Just in case you get in first, fuck you, Kurt. Can't believe you ghosted my birthday to go to Bali. What a cunt. Merry Christmas.
I love that too. People worried that they're going to cop some in a group. They're already in the group, but they're worried someone else in this group is going to have a go at them.
I got the feeling Roche got in first. I think there's a message from Kurt somewhere.
Mm. Next one's from Emily. To Corey. When I last wrote to you via the infamous MFB Christmas hate mail, you were my tight-ass fiancé. Now, you're my husband. And the great news is, your ass is still as tight as ever. Keep clutching those pennies tight and sleep well at night knowing that your darling wife is working Monday to Friday, plus weekend overtime, plus evenings on call, plus running a business on the side, just to bring in a paycheck that's still 10K less than yours. Also, you can enjoy the sweet ad-free sounds of Heggy and Cody each week via her Patreon account. Merry Christmas, you scummy little fuck. Love you lots, M. P.S. Keep up the work, boys. Thanks for giving me something to smile about in between working 350 hours a week. You make the morning and arvo commutes a little more bearable. Love you, M. Thanks for that. Stop being a tight ass, Corey.
Yeah, rack off, Corey.
Rack off your drip.
All right, mate, this week we're looking at Delta Airlines, flight 579, July 3, 2019. Puerto Rico to New York City.
Nice.
New York State.
You ever been to Puerto Rico?
No.
No.
Wouldn't mind.
Fun.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't been to Cuba either. Would like that, actually. There. That'd be good. That'd be better than fucking Bali.
Cuba.
Go and drive a Studebaker around Cuba or something. Record there. That'd be sick. Smoke some stogies. That'd be good.
I think it'd get old pretty quick.
What? Getting robbed and shit? Or just like,
that? Yeah. No power steering. Neither of us like cigars.
No, nah, not really.
You know?
Power steer, I don't mind the no power steering thing. Yeah. It's fine. But cars without power steering. My car now sometimes doesn't have power steering. And it's not great. But when it's designed not to, it's fine. Mm. You know what to expect. This guy, didn't do much background research on him, but I don't know that we need to. His name is Carlos Ramirez, 30 years old.
Gonna be busy.
Mm. He was on the plane. Shortly after takeoff, plane was still ascending. Carlos stood up and began walking to the front of the plane.
Not a good idea, what do you make Carlos. Of
that? Man, I've walked up a plane before while it's still ascending. Good workout.
Yeah.
It's like those machines you get in hotels where you sort of you can incline it while you're walking on it.
Oh, yeah, the incline treadmill, yeah.
Go outside and walk up a fucking hill
instead.
When he got to the middle of the plane, the flight attendants tried to stop him by yelling, stop, stop. So I know you have to, but that's all they did. I would prefer the fucking stealth approach, not yell anything and just say you did later on.
Oh, I thought you meant maybe like a Donkey Kong or King Kong. No, Donkey Kong approach, the roll the barrels.
Barrel down the aisle. Yeah.
Some marbles. Banana peel in it.
An oil slick.
Yeah.
Whatever. They said, stop, stop. You cannot be walking. He did not stop walking, funnily enough, and continued toward the front. Three flight attendants stood up, told him he can't walk any further and he needs to back off. So this is all very amateurish. He then yelled, what do you reckon, what three words did he yell?
I'm going to go
first,
for it.
First one's I.
Oh.
You want another word?
All right. I don't think I'll get it.
Am.
I am unstoppable. I am American.
I like the cut of your jib. I am God.
Oh, shit. Of course.
Hmm.
Of course. We had Dracula's son last time.
Yeah. Balthazar.
Now we've got
son of Dracula.
God. Yeah.
Actual God is here.
I was hoping he was going to say something very Australian, just suck me off.
Yeah, right.
So go back to your seat.
Get fucked, losers.
Yeah. Suck me off.
I am God. Tomorrow, San Juan.
You know who says what?
Tomorrow, San Juan is going to disappear. Oh. I came to save the world and I'm going to end terrorism. So,
okay, by doing a bit?
Fight fire with fire. Yeah, why not? Nothing says I'm ending terrorism better than kicking a cockpit door in, I reckon. It's been happening since before.
Heads up, pilots. I'm here to end terrorism.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Give me the controls. I mean, before history was invented, people have been doing this, fighting fire with fire. It's happening right now. They can tend to enjoy Jesus down there a little bit in Puerto Rico, I think. That part of the world. Besides all else, that is exactly what God would say. I am God. So who's to say Carlos isn't the second coming?
Yeah.
You don't know.
They rarely, God though, when he turns up in human form,
yep.
Rarely kicks off with, oh, I know this sounds far-fetched, just straight into it.
Yeah.
I am God.
But God wouldn't put a disclaimer in at the top. Although
but
also,
you think God would know. You know, he or she made everyone. Yes,
they.
Would you go, I know what they're like down there. They're not going to believe straight away that I am God.
But if you made it, why wouldn't he make
I'll try and ease it in, you know.
Should have made us believe. Should have really. Like if they're not God, these people should know that, you know, and control them to make sure they don't do that.
Mm.
Mysterious ways. Carlos then tried to open the cockpit door.
Oh, no.
Banged on it, 2019. Banged on it, but couldn't get it open. Funnily enough, jiggled the door handle. Nah, need a screwdriver, a coin or something. Mm. Like in a bathroom when your kids lock themselves in or something stupid. This is when some passengers and crew tackled him.
Yeah, he's going to go from car loss to consciousness loss, I reckon. He's about to get bashed.
Oh,
God or not.
He got tackled.
Yeah.
You can do a full horizontal body tackle on someone like that.
Feet
no
off
question.
The floor.
God or no God.
Yeah.
Spear tackle.
Yeah.
Bang. No
elbow
no arms. Even. Yeah. Nothing. Just a bullet tackle.
Yeah.
Held him down. Well, one flight attendant went to the back of the plane to grab restraints. That's an oversight. Yeah. Should be sort of wrapped around your forearm at all times, those restraints, like ready to yank off. Well, there's no point in getting a fucking, you know, a...
Well, also, just have them at the front. They're never going for the drinks card at the back.
No.
They're always going for the cockpit door.
Have them in your pocket, basically. Mm. They're always where you are. No point in having a tourniquet up in the fucking clubhouse. Have it down near the flags.
Yep.
Where, you know, you can get a you know, leg gets bitten off, you're right there.
Well, I saw there was an ice hockey player in the UK the other week that died, skate across the neck. Did you see?
Someone got charged over there.
Yeah.
Someone's deliberate.
Yeah, it doesn't look
didn't
right.
Didn't look
well.
It. I saw the footage.
Yeah. Maybe they charged just
he kicked him in the head or what?
I don't know.
That's a
wild move.
Crazy. Yeah. It's murder.
But that's happened in the NHL years ago. And they said they were lucky the paramedics were at the right end of the rink. They were near where the goalie was, so they got to him in time.
You've only got a few seconds,
But you're like, surely, double up on the paramedics.
Yeah. Or maybe...
Have them at both ends. Have some on the side.
Teach them how to skate real quick.
Yeah.
Because you can get from any end to the other end in 3 seconds if you're a good skater.
Yeah.
They're probably just on foot like losers. Have you ever tried to walk on that ice? Nightmare. But you, when you're going out to present an award... The Disney on Ice children's edition, trying to walk like a fuckhead. You might as well put skates on. You look like a fool, but it's better than walking on the stuff. I don't know. Old Stephen Bradbury nearly died from a skate.
Oh, really?
On the thigh. Yeah. It's well before his household name status. Training.
Oh, this was his hurdle, was it?
Training in Inala.
This is early stages in the autobiography. You know, they're just trying to fill it up.
Trying to fill a
whole autobiography.
I didn't read it, if that's what you're insinuating.
One race, one speed skate race. Yeah.
This should be.
Fuck, we need another 300 pages.
This should be one of those books where it's just in the corner, a little figurine thing that you do at school and you flick it. Yeah, okay, see what's happened here. Done. like a post-it size book. You should put out books like that. Just that. Oh, okay, got it. Bradbury did a corporate a year before I did, the exact same corporate. Recently.
I think you've told me about this before.
They said it was great. Very good motivational speech.
Yeah.
But.
You would never have brought this up if it was all positive. Almost 200 episodes.
That
bloke, great job.
Oh, they kept saying.
Hey, mate, continue.
I was like, who'd you have last year? I always try to find out. Mm. And they go, oh, we had a magician. He was brilliant. You go, I am in trouble. And so we had Bradbury last year, and there's a bit of looking at each other, a bit of rolled eyes and stuff. I said, oh, something's up here. I'm going to push. Kept pushing. I said, well, it did disappear before the thing's quite anxious, and then came back and said, I've got to get on now.
Yeah. When you've got to talk, you've got to talk.
Yeah. Well, you can't hold a good man down. And they said it was that, and that was pretty good, but they had to rejig things because he left. Said, no, I'm going home. And yeah, they thought something else was at play. I'm not one to judge.
I appreciate people doing that sort of stuff.
What?
I'm too much like, oh, you're insisting that I go on when food's coming out. Well, if that's the way it's got to be.
Mm.
I love these people turning up. I'm on now.
No.
And then I'm going.
It wasn't but it was planned, so it was between the meals. It was more like I need to get on now. There's going to be carnage.
Beep that
at
bit.
At a podium.
Yeah. Beep that bit, Conrad.
Anyway, one passenger, warehouse worker Jacob Colon, 24.
Yeah.
Beautiful world we live in where warehouse workers are on planes routinely taking trips to Puerto Rico and wherever. Maybe that's their Bali now.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Very cheap.
Although,
what are we on though? Southwest?
Delta.
Delta, yeah.
Although Jacob Colon could be a Puerto Rican name. There's a Jacob Colon I found who's a very handy freshman baseballer in San Juan. Not him, not our mate. Could be our mate's son. Rather than claiming to be God, he's
Jacob Jr.
Jacob Jr. Jacob Jr. is thanking the guy after every fucking play, at every opportunity. He's thanking God, such as when he achieved a 0.400 batting average at an elite squad tournament recently. It sounds like an appalling average to me, but clearly it's quite good. Doesn't
zero
sound elite.
No, no, no. 0.400.
You're scoring 0.4 runs, I believe, per match. Unbelievable, is it?
No, that'd be hitting.
I don't fucking know.
That'd be hitting. He's a pitcher.
So he hits 40%. He's not a pitcher.
Oh, he hits. Sorry.
He's a freshman.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said he was a pitcher.
No, that's batting not average.
No, batting average, 400. That's great.
400?
Yeah.
No, it's 0.4.
That's what they call 400.
Yeah?
They're batting 400.
Sounds like 40% to me.
You're getting to base 40% of the
time. They're misplacing the fucking decimal place. They're calling that a 400.
And they're still using inches, you know. Just let them go.
Well, not let them go because this is metric. That is fucking categorically 40%.
Yeah.
He's hitting 40% of the balls, is he? I know cricketers to do that.
Yeah.
And they're not fucking, you know, you wouldn't know their names.
Getting to base, it's different. Cricket can also, hitting it, you can just block it and you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Baseball, it's getting to base.
I'll tell you what.
Baseball, yeah, I know.
Fucking strictly a highlights only game for me, baseball. Went to a match, fucking hell.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Poor.
I love a song. I think any sport where there's a lot of, the crowd do this and then you've got to know this because the crowd, you go, there's not much happening. You know where you don't know where songs don't happen? The UFC, five-minute rounds for a title fight.
Yeah.
Everyone just pay attention until someone gets starched, and I you go, still can't. You know,
short attention spans, though, isn't it? I went to a baseball match pre-Never Forget, and there was still so much fucking patriotism.
Mm.
And you're eating a burger or something. You're sitting down. Everyone's standing up. You go, fuck, all right, stand up. 2 minutes later, same burger. Like, you're not even finished that. Everyone's up again. You go, what the fuck is this?
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Yeah. Tonight. They just bring them out every night. There's a new. Yeah, I've seen, like, Marines, Army, fucking paramedics. Oh, everyone getting a. It's like a Tuesday night in Anaheim at the baseball.
Yeah. Convertible truck gentlemen. Doing a lap full of fucking nurses or something. You're standing up. Okay.
And I've told it on here before. Nothing better, though, when they sent the planes over a Philadelphia Eagles game. That's NFL.
Mm.
One in the afternoon followed by fireworks.
Yeah. They have to make the fireworks just more powerful
To
cut through the sun.
I can hear them. Yeah. Can't see them.
Surprised they haven't managed to get some sort of contraption to block the sun so you can get nighttime during the day if you need to in that joint. Turns out, after looking into Jacob, it's different Jacob Colin, obviously. The one who wanted to bash Carlos was a warehouse worker from Brooklyn. Second time ever on a plane, he says.
Great.
That is good odds to get a fight on your second trip.
He's fighting 500.
Oh.
He's 500%.
Man.
Good average.
It'd be like me on my TAA trip up to see Halley's Comet and there's a fight. Crazy stuff.
I love the idea of him sitting on his first flight, looking around, getting the lay of the land, and then, you know, they touch down. He's like, fuck, I could have bashed on that.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, next time I'm going to bash someone.
Don't fight on a plane once.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
All right, mate. Time for a little more abuse here. This one's from Hayden. Aaron, you multiple greyhound-owning ginger cunt. Quit saving for your next financial investment of another greyhound and throw the boys a few shillings of that stone-cold dish-licker cash.
Oh, beautiful. I want to knock him, but imagine owning multiple greyhounds. We should get an MFB Greyhound.
I'll start with the trailer, one of those squat little caravan-looking things.
Knowing you, you'll refuse to pay a trainer or anything for it. You'll go, nah, fuck this. I'll take it down the park. I'll run it myself. You go, Heggy, just pay the trainer for it.
I don't need much.
No. I found some rabbits. Cut the back legs and let the dogs chase them. They'll be fucking flying, mate. Don't worry about it. All right. Next. This is from Chris. Brenton, you fucking loser. Just because you've had a kid, it's no excuse not to be paying to listen to the lads. You're a fucking school teacher, mate. Shouldn't you be setting a better example for the next generation? You're a horrible role model by being a low-life succubus. Pay up. Thank you, Chris.
True words. This one's from Kelly. To Nathan M. of Sydney. Dear sir, thy stinginess with regard to supporting these fine makers of information, late and entertainment, infotainment, if thou will allow it, is a cause for great shame among thy friends and relations. It is scandalous enough, sir, that thou had not heard the jester Heggy until thou chanced to be in Perth, for thine abode is in his very city of Saint-Denis. Pronounce it like the French, Denis, I did. Therefore, I beseech thee that if thou hast any regard for thy reputation and name, thou wouldst take this podcast into thy patronage. As well as amending the lamentable decline in thy reputation, thou shalt find thyself handsomely rewarded for thy generosity. I remain sincerely, Kelly. Like Shakespeare. Also from Kelly. Beautiful. Little less Shakespearean, I feel this next one. Carita! Exclamation mark. You're a fancy art curator now, managing spaces across the entire country. I'm sure they pay you enough, or that your frequent flyer points will cover enough to at least book a toilet seat on MFB flight HQ 1833. Thanks, Kelly.
Cheers, Kelly. This next one is from Magic Mama. Oh, I think I cop it in here. Hold on. I do. We've spoken about it since. We've buried it. Shout out to my daughters, Miss 16 and Miss 14. You little witches figured out that MFB is the only thing that is keeping me from tying you emotionally hormonal assholes to a tree in a hope someone will take you off my hands. I'm continually spending my hard-earned coin on fucking food, footy and school stuff. I thought education was supposedly free. That's another thing. Stop saying supposedly instead of supposedly. You know it shits me to tears. Why don't you cheap-ass born offspring put your money where your ear holes go and give these boys some of your hard-earned cash. Get $30 per footy game as refs, give me diddly squat for fuel, food, or putting up with other people's children on the sidelines. The only thing getting me through is listening to the wisdom of fellow Brisbane resident Heggy and fucking your mate Cody. Although fucking Cody never replied to my message about educational toys for young children. Maybe it's time we had the stunner takeover. That's my wife's nickname. Because, yes, Nick, women can podcast too. Miss 16 may end up teaching your boys in the future. That is punishment enough, I guess. But Margaret and Elizabeth, fucking cough up. I lost control of my pelvic floor for you two. Give the lads some money so I can at least piss myself laughing in peace on the MFB Patreon feed. Love and kisses, Mum. P.S. Sorry for swearing, boys. Kids, stay in school, follow your dreams, blah, blah, blah. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Oh, pretty good.
Magic Mama had sent me a message about, I think it was her sister was doing a university thing about educational toy, and it was about what toys my kids play with.
Yeah. Well, man, I like the mess. Ripping into teenagers.
And me.
Right after my heart. Last one for this set, mate. From Ryan. Short and sweet. To the general freeloading grubs, fucking pay up, you leeches.
Ryan wasn't kidding there.
Jacob went to Puerto Rico for his girlfriend's birthday. At first, he said he wanted to get angry at Carlos. Then he said he has to get back to his mother and his siblings, so best not get angry. I don't know. Jacob said that Carlos caught a bit of a panic attack.
It's going round.
It is going round. It is going round.
Yeah.
The old
mental COVID.
That's as contagious as the consumption used to be. Jacob said he caught a bit of a panic attack and I was about to beat the guy up myself. He delayed our flight. He gets on the plane. He starts talking about Jesus this, Jesus that. The world was going to end. The plane was going to crash. Just another fool.
Love it.
Your warehouse workers just tell it like it is. Yeah. You're like, it's refreshing. With clarity and little regard for the feelings of an aspirational victim. They turned around and Carlos was arrested after landing back in San Juan. Straight back home. Or not home, but straight back to where he was.
Status arrested.
He was originally arrested by Puerto Rican police. The case was handed over to the female body inspectors. Nice. Don't want him. Piss off. Couldn't find the outcome.
Just,
you know, disappeared.
Okay.
Plane took off again from San Juan, San Carlos, and landed 2 hours later than it should have in NYC. It's about standard for a modern Australian fucking flight at the moment.
Yeah.
Without the entertainment of a lunatic and a fight.
Yeah. I was an hour and 15 late to Sydney just because a crew member wanted to, swap off.
Look, what's that? I've covered people on shifts where I've worked many a time, and I get it. You don't want none. But surely you could do without your fucking scrambled eggs, obviously. But you can, like, people can just get a slower coffee or something.
Yeah.
It's not, I know it's safety, I get it, but there's still three on there instead of four. Fucking grow up.
Yeah.
Just punch through. But then if they did it once, I'd probably go, well, we only need three ever. Yeah. Let's cut back.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
They're trying to push for one pilot, some airlines.
It's for none.
No good.
Eventually, it'd be none.
My Uber driver today was telling me that. So Uber just going for automated cars.
Yeah.
That's when they'll start making bank.
Yeah. Brilliant. And then what? Who are they going to carry around? No one's got a fucking job anymore to pay for an Uber. What's that?
Yeah. It'll truly be a no middle class left.
Where are the – well, there'll be an uprising when that happens. But where's the food arriving on fucking drones? That got talked about a while ago, didn't it? A decade ago I must have heard that. You'll be getting your burger dropped off by a fucking drone.
I think in the States they have the little Amazon drones, I believe.
Straight through the power lines. Here's your fucking new
– No, but I think they're a little bit better with technology over there. Australia is behind in that regard.
Yeah, no, I don't mind being behind. I don't want a box of T-shirts turning up from the sky.
Yeah.
Just fucking wait. I'll wait till tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And also knowing us, we'd just wait with fucking rocks, knocking the neighbour's shit off.
Well, surely there's people taking out drones just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
I would. If I was walking around the streets because I haven't got a job and haven't got any money, I'm taking out some drones.
Yeah.
Don't care.
I like even in this dystopian future, you can't picture yourself being one of the haves.
Absolutely.
You immediately
not.
Put yourself in the have not.
Yeah, of course. That's what most of us will be. There's sort of two distinct points of view on the turnaround versus push to the other end.
Hmm.
And clearly pilots have to cover their asses.
Safety first.
Like if you push on because you've got a steak dinner waiting for you at a posh New York City restaurant, that's one thing, but there could be more problems. But they had Carlos restrained in a good old-fashioned stacks on. He wasn't going anywhere.
No.
The other method is the turnaround, as was the case here.
It's like
proponents of that try to claim, you know, black magic makes jet fuel disappear. Bullshit. It's fucking...
Remember, we've had numerous people message us about you go high enough and it dissipates.
Nah, I'm not buying that.
My theory, it's a potato chip in a fan. Just goes. Don't worry.
It's gone.
It was once something. Now there's nothing.
It's like a Super Bowl out of one of those supermarket machines, you know, the Super Bowl. I own that for less than a minute each time I had one. Go outside, slam it against the driveway, it doesn't come down.
Yeah, and I've never found one.
It's gone. Never seen one anywhere. One bounce I got out of them.
That's space junk.
Fucking disappointing.
It's fucking supermarket Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Satellites and shit. Poor Elon Musk, Starlink, smashing into some fucking bouncy balls up in the sky.
No, you can't tell me it's fucking not polluting the waterways when they dump it before landing.
My five-year-old got one in a little gift recently.
Super ball.
Bouncy ball. And I love, without even telling kids what they're about, it's immediately, I'm going to put this through the fucking roof.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to. It's great.
It's intuitive.
Has never seen it anywhere. There's no ads.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For bouncy balls, it's not on a TV show.
Yeah.
Just get one and go, this bounces, fucking slam it as hard as you can.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It is good. I mean, different theorists claim about jet fuel different things. How can I smell it if it fucking goes up? I'm not floating around above a fucking plane. I can smell it.
What do you mean?
Well, if I'm at an airport or near one.
The avgas.
Yeah, I can smell it.
Yeah.
I'm not up in the fucking ozone layer. I'm lower than it. I can fucking smell it.
Well, you're not lower than it.
Yeah, I'm on the fucking ground.
But you're not smelling a fucking jet fuel dump. You're near an airport. You're smelling the fuel at the airport.
It's underground. It's seeping up through the dirt to me. Not fucking bullshit. I mean, different theorists claim it can't, you know, melt steel beams.
Yeah.
So I think you find jet fuel can do anything. Witness Estella Ilianis.
Sorry, what's that? Squash. Squash just seems like a
good way to lose
bouncy,
an eyeball.
A bouncy ball game.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like when my kids get one in the house. It looks like they're playing squash, but there's no rackets.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's just two kids fucking looking around a room.
That's fucking ice hockey to me.
Yeah.
Might as well not have a puck. Don't even know if there's one on there. You tell that school because they start cheering.
Yeah.
No idea. Seppo's eyes must be way fucking quicker than mine. I cannot see an ice puck. No way. Fucking.
Bald eagle, mate.
Why don't they have the fattest goalkeeper? Like there'd be literally no way to get it through. Just have a fat one. Like a proper.
Yeah.
Still able to stand, just. But so big.
Well, I think that's the problem is that they're on ice skates.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard balance.
Strap the ankles that's and the knees. Just stand them there for
a thicker blade.
Cop it.
Yeah.
Thicker blade. Yeah, you must be without to. Roller skates. So, I know, you could kind of, if you can get someone who can still balance on that but is 3 feet wide and they exist, put one of them there. You never get one through. Maybe through the legs, but you have the stick there. Just sit on the stick. That's
but how are they holding the stick?
They've got to get it. Sit on it with your bum.
Yeah. At a certain size.
You must be allowed to put it up the back of your shirt and just have your head on the top of the stick. Yeah. That holds the stick down. The blade goes in between the legs. The legs are close together because there's no air gap there because their legs are huge. The rest of them just takes up the whole goal.
Yeah.
Why hasn't that happened? I don't know. Must be a technicality. I bet there's something in the small print about it. Otherwise, someone would have done that.
National Heifer League. Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't go that far, mate. Witness Estella Yanis said one couple was so spooked they didn't get back on the plane. That would annoy me.
Yeah.
That'd be like, he's gone, you losers, get back on the goddamn plane.
Yeah. And by the way, let's be honest, it's not one couple that was spooked. It's one person from one couple that was spooked and the other ones had saying? To go along with it.
Which, well, what are you saying?
What do you reckon?
Nah, go find our luggage. Hopefully it's at the bottom. We're leaving. Oh, man, that would really irritate me. And someone gets off and they've got to get their bags. Anyway,
there's going to be no better flight than that next flight. It's going to be especially a party vibe. The fucking lunatic's gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be drinks getting handed around. Holy shit, remember that? You jumped on me, boy. It's going to be good fun.
Oh, it'll be a September 12 sort of thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely no chance there's another lunatic quite like that here. That's a fucking lottery stakes sort of chance of that happening. Brilliant. Losers. Anyway, we got two flights today, mate. Didn't get to the bottom of Carlos, but this one, similar theme. Southwest flight we're looking at, flight 192, November 30, 2022.
Ooh.
Houston to Columbus.
Nice.
Texas, Ohio. Elam.
Nice.
Agbegninu, 34, from Georgetown, Texas. During the flight, Elam walked to the back of the plane and started staring at the exit door. It's not great. Technically nothing wrong here, but also, man. You're not in the naughty corner or anything. You don't stare at walls unless you've fucking been forced to.
Yeah.
A flight attendant told her to either use the toilet or go sit back down. It's unclear what the
exact... It says a lot about me that I just assumed Elam was a bloke.
It does.
It is mainly blokes here.
There's an awful lot about you.
Yeah.
When
they're more menacing.
Can do mad stuff too, mate.
Womanessing. Menacing.
Mm. Well, the flight attendant woman-splained to her. I don't know what sort of exact phrasing was used. Probably shit or get off the pot, as is their standard over there. They love that for American interactions, I've seen, where Seppo wants you to get on with it. Elam asked the flight attendants if she could look out the window. They said,
because that's what I was thinking. You know, you casually get someone, you know, long haul.
Long haul, you get an old man with a pair of sandals dangling from his fingers behind his back, just looking out that window, crouching down, stretch the legs.
Yeah.
I get it.
There she is.
Also.
The Pacific.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Fucking sit down. There's a window where you sit and sit down. Need to stretch my leg? No. Don't fly then.
Hold on. All right, we're back with some more Patreon abuse. If you want to get involved next year, join us now, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. From as little as $3.50 AUD a month, you can get in and have a crack at the freeloaders and your mates and loved ones, more importantly. This one's from Lachlan. Oh, should I read out the full names
full
here?
Full names? I don't know. They're not our
full
words.
Names. Conrad, you beat the last ones. Danny and Brody, you cheap cunts, not only freeload off on the free apps run by my Patreon coin, but also pass off the jokes you don't pay to hear as your own to the uninitiated. Keep rocking, but start paying grubs.
Nice. This one's from Mark. This goes out to Sean and James. Sean, you corporate suck up. Time to put the company credit card to good use and help send Heggy to Bali. Time to pay up, cunt. And James, take one less slap at the welcome stranger and sling that cash to the boys so Cody can put it to use in Vegas. Support the boys, you dog.
Thanks, Mark. This is from Richard. Harry, you cheap fuck. Get on the Patreon or I'm going to come down and shit down your chimney for Christmas.
This one is from Bevan.
Oh, and Bevan needs something here. Yep, I got it.
Cunts, if a fat, single, 29-year-old, social worker who rips off the NDIS... is in a position to look down on you for being a scummy piece of shit, you've seriously fucked up in life. Be better.
Thanks, Bevan. This one's from Dylan. I guarantee most of you slimy cunts are walking, talking high fades. No amount of puffer jackets, boat shoes, nor pseudo-philosophical Instagram quotes can transform you from fuckhead to good bloke. Tear down your Salim Mahaja poster and become a useful member of society by supporting the boys with some fucking cold hard, you weak-gutted dog cunts. You wear the bloody socks. Mm. You should be getting up and walking around.
That's so I don't have to get up and walk around.
Do you not walk around during a flight?
Not much.
Really?
Sometimes.
I thought you would definitely be one.
Doing laps?
Yeah.
I can understand.
Have a little stretch.
You can do that in your seat if you're not massive.
Stretch in your seat.
Stretches. Yeah, whatever. Nah. I don't know. I mean, I have gotten up before. Not going to say I haven't.
I'm not above that.
But I've also gone 14, 15 hours just sitting there.
Fuck, that is insane.
Sometimes you've got someone who's quite body positive in the aisle seat and I'm in the window. I'm just like, it's not worth the bother.
Oh, that's your problem.
Yeah.
The window.
Yeah. Then you sleep better on the window. Go to sleep. Forget about it.
Nah.
Sleep for 10 of the 14 hours. You won't even think about it.
Hmm.
They said no about looking out the window. Elon pushed past them and began trying to pull the handle.
There we go.
Of the exit door.
There we go.
They knew it. They knew it, didn't they?
Yeah.
A passenger intervened and tackled her to the ground. So
great.
What would you do?
That.
Yeah.
Rare. Good. Rare opportunity.
To flatten a woman.
From the back. Absolute, like in the AFL, you get in a few weeks at the tribunal.
Stand over the top, squealing.
Yeah.
Whoa. You got jacked up.
It used to be my favourite thing, and now it's not around anymore. It's not on SportsCenter.
What's that?
It used to be Chris Berman, known like NFL commentator. There used to be a segment called Jacked Up where they'd just show guys in the NFL getting fucking flatlined.
Yeah.
But because of all the PT, whatever the fuck it is now.
PTSD, very widely.
CTE. They don't do Jacked Up anymore. And it was
because
so fun.
It's video evidence of later on a fucking lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, you made fun of me getting brain damage, did you? We'll have you in the class action as well. Always money.
I believe just the idea of that being read out in court. You laughed at me during a segment of Jacked Up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd definitely tackle from the side, boost into the wall, or maybe ice hockey style, just a hip and shoulder straight into the into the wall.
Woo!
You got jacked up. Great.
You have to. What would you do in that situation, boy love?
Well, I'll tell you what Elon did.
Probably get in more trouble for that. Keep it down, Dale.
Excuse me, toots. you're going to have to move back from the window, especially the handle now. Elom, how do you reckon she reacted to the passenger who tackled her?
Oh, this is a
what did she do?
She's, I'm going to say eye gouge.
No.
Dirty? Oh, pissed on.
No. She bit the passenger on the thigh and did not release her bite.
Oh, like a pit bull. Yeah. You're going to go a finger in the dot.
Yeah.
It's a bad day for Elom if I'm on board.
I mean, that is the intel on pit bulls, isn't it? I'm not sold on that.
Mm.
That's fucking, I don't know that that's the case.
Isn't
I don't
it like
want to
a
ever
shark
test
in
it.
The shark in the eye?
Yeah, you always go for the eye region. Go for the eye region of any animal.
Yeah.
And they'll probably let go.
Oh, yeah.
Crocs as well. But that's what you got access
it's
to.
It's the one in the UFC that I fight just, and everyone goes, wee, over a nut shot or whatever, is because of the gloves, the fingers are out a bit. So sometimes fighters coming in, they'll put the hand out to block a finger in the eye and everyone goes, oh, yeah, oh.
Yeah.
And it just makes even the toughest of person go, ah.
Yeah.
Jump up and down, grabbing the eyeball. It doesn't look fun.
The French don't mind it a bit in rugby.
Oh, really? Are they grubs in the rugby?
Yeah. Oh, not so much now. They were 20 years ago. They were eye gouging.
Yeah, nice.
In a World Cup final, I believe, against Australia, they were eye gouging.
Going for
a lot of the Aussies came out with bruised eyes. The passenger had to pry her jaw open with their hands.
Nah.
Force some fingers into the mouth and prized it open.
You're just getting your fingers bit.
I'd do anything else.
Eye, arsehole, nipple cripple, Chinese burn on the arm.
Yeah.
12-6 elbows to the head. That's illegal in the UFC. Fine if you're getting bitten by a psycho.
Yeah. She then started whacking her head against the plane floor.
Smart.
Claiming what? Or she...
Oh, Elom's smashing her own head against the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what could she claim? She's not saying assault or something, is she?
No, she's saying Jesus told her to fly to Ohio and Jesus told her to open the door.
Yeah.
Wait, this Jesus fellow, I'm beginning to have second thoughts about what he's telling people to do.
Jesus, take the wheel. That was massive, that song. All right. So I've got the theme here today.
Yeah. I mean, that screenshot you sent me the other day.
Oh, yeah.
With that. No, this is genuine.
Okay.
With that seminar you're about to go to.
Oh, fuck.
Of.
How'd you actually suck me in there? Oh, sorry. Maybe it was a real thing.
That was of. That was of one of your new mentors, Timon Creek. Like Simon, but with a T.
Oh, yeah.
Simon says, don't misspell my name. What would Jesus do? He's a bit into what would Jesus do? I looked him
up. Simon is great. Huge on TikTok.
Man, the small town kid chasing big city dreams.
Literally huge. He's a massive bodybuilder.
Yeah, well, his bio.
The bio is good. No, I did actually send you this, yeah.
Jesus is greater than everything.
Mm-hmm.
Presented as an equation. It's just got the crocodile biting, the Pac-Man's biting Jesus, and everything's at the small end of that. Become a 1% influencer and earn 10K per month.
That's what Jesus would do?
Yeah. Turns out what Jesus would do is go to the gym heaps, set up some cameras with soft filters and lights and flex for Instagram. Mm. That's what Jesus would do. From the artist impressions of Jesus I've seen, not quite as muscular as his modern disciples, and probably a bit more camera shy.
Mm.
I don't know. What an objectionable little shit, though. Fucking chicken eyes to boot.
Oh,
this
guy.
Took a...
Timon at the Last Supper's eating all of it.
Yeah.
He's in a bulk phase. He's fucking massive.
He's pulling the skin off eating everyone's chicken. Jeez, I eat a lot of chickens. Yeah. Chickens makes their jaws big. Does it make their eyes closer together? Because a lot of fucking Americans they start to imitate the animal you eat, don't you? You eat too many carrots, you go orange.
Yeah.
You eat fucking too many chickens, you get close together eyes, you reckon? Too much fish.
No brains.
Too much fish, they go further apart.
You're saying if you cut a bodybuilder's head off, it'll just run around for a bit and get some final fucking reps in.
We took some clips of Timon. Oh, you already had them.
It's on my phone, listen to it when I wake
Timon.
Up every day. This is Timon having a chat on his website.
And as you can see, it worked out pretty well for me. And on the other side of this video, I'd love to share more about this journey and potentially even help you kickstart your journey. Ultimately, I just want to be the mentor I never had. I hope to see you on the other side.
Yeah, that's time in there.
Oh, man.
Wanting to be the mentor you never had.
One of the worst. Create seven-figure CEOs with timeandcreek.com. Also, here's me working out. I nearly fucking chucked up on myself looking at his website.
He said, yeah, I create seven-figure online CEOs and influencers. But he's...
Listen to this. Listen to these words I extracted from his website all in a row.
Is this not a guru?
This is ding-worthy.
All right.
Here's some of the fucking...
Get on. Timon Creek.
Timon.
T-I-M-O-N.
Simon with a T.
Yep. And then...
Creek. K-R-E-I-K.
Yeah.
Mindset. Analyze. Stay current. Develop. Grow. Protocol. Scale. Game changer. Accelerator 2.0 package. Build. Master the art. Dominate. Fucking yuck. Don't send me anything like that ever again. Oh.
Bit of dead shit bingo there for you. Fucking he's got them all. Accelerator 2.0 was my favourite.
That's a package deal you can get.
Of course.
Accelerator 2.0.
You know what I like, is that I thought when I first saw him on TikTok, popped up, it's like, I can't do the accent, the South African. Yeah. I was doing cocaine and I wasn't with Jesus, but now I'm fully with Jesus. Mm. I had two lives, now I've got one life. And then it's just that over the top of him working out. Okay, yeah. That's weird that TikTok sent me that. But his website, at least he's honest. The first thing is not a guru, just a kid from South Africa who figured out how to build a 2.5 million following and seven fig personal brand in 12 months.
But
the photo.
Acting like a guru. AI? They look like AI now, these fuckheads. They've got like Pixar hair and they look all AI. AI hasn't mastered the chicken eyes thing, has it? They're still getting fucking Hemsworth eyes on AI men. They still look the same. Those fucking muscle pricks with their disgusting heads. Curiosity was victorious here, and I've got to go and look at these future fucking cult leaders.
Mate, if you get the Game Changer package, can I just read some of this out?
No, I've read it, but yeah, go on.
The greatest, that's in bold, protocol on the internet for building and scaling your online business to seven figures.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. The Game Changer's mindset formula for greatness, quantum physics and human behavior theory.
What the fuck is he talking about? It's gibberish. Imagine the fuckheads listening to this and signing up for the Accelerator 2.0 package.
Oh.
I'm getting you for Christmas.
No, that's different. That's offer one, the Accelerator 2.0. That's you've got to get offer two, the Game Changer package.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Well, why are there two fucking why is he selling people half guru stuff and the other people full guru package?
Well, in the Game Changer, you get complete access to Accelerator 2.0.
Fuck off. I can't say it. He's got one of his quotes is, escape the 8-to-5 life. Fuck off. Escape. Most of us would love an 8-to-5 life. Can you imagine? I'd relax. Beautiful. I'd be relaxing for fucking 12 plus hours per day. Unbelievable. Psychopaths like this, now they work from like 3 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Hmm.
And then they get interns to answer their phone when the real work happens so they can work out and have a fucking nap and eat some rice or something with no salt on it.
I do wonder, have people started filming the crew filming the influencers yet? Like, are we at that? Are we at that stage where, like, his camera guy has his own show? Like, hey, guys, I'm Timon's camera guy.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, follow me as I follow Simon.
Yeah.
As he follows someone around.
Jesus.
We're all following each other. Mm. Yeah.
It's just a pyramid scheme leading up to the big man. Oh, everyone's so ambitious now. Like, I couldn't.
Yeah,
You don't give out icy cold cans of Coke off the back of a Black Thunder without wanting to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And it's the same principle with filming anyone now or doing anything. There's no artisan fucking cameraman being born. We've seen our last cameraman or woman ever be born.
Yeah.
Now they're like, no, I'm a fucking influencer. I'll do this until I can get in to Timo.
I love actual cameramen and women that you see like on TV show truly don't give a fuck. They're always the best.
Oh, great.
The actual ones are the best.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're outside, it'll
be good at it.
Dart outside or out.
Yeah, yeah.
big rig on the shoulder.
Getting shit done.
Yeah.
Same. Like anyone with a dart out the side of the mouth, they're doing a good job. Mechanics, the best ones are still darting over the top of an open oil can.
Yeah, that, well, that to me is confidence.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Everything here is flammable.
She's fine, mate. It's diesel. How do you become a millionaire? Timo Fitness. Get other people to work for you.
Yeah.
With no chance of a promotion. Hope they shut their mouths about your inevitable pervert stuff that's going to come out. hopefully not before you've built your compound.
Well, I see this Timon Creek. He's got the T and the K is just off the base of the T.
So it's TK.
I just want to, like, have you built your prop for stage yet?
Yeah, righto.
The LH? Have you built yours?
LH doesn't lend itself to those sorts of... Yeah, that's probably why I'm not a fucking billionaire. I haven't got a logoable initials.
Yeah.
Fucking prick. What a turd. Hate these cunts. Excuse me. Let's stop talking about timing. You can do
sorry,
that.
Sorry, we really got bogged
fucking
down.
Time. The plane that Elon was on was diverted to Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport in Arkansas.
Oh, Little Rock?
Yeah. Crime rate in Little Rock, you might be interested to know, Arkansas, is so bad that there's a group of vigilantes and self-proclaimed real-life superheroes.
There we go.
That try to fight crime there. Their names are Tothian, Master Legend, Shadow Vision. Tothian has his own YouTube and TikTok pages.
Great.
I had a squeeze, and without any doubt at all, a street gang of 2+ youths could kick the fucking Christ out of all of these three midlife crises. Middle of the day cosplayers.
Yeah.
Gary went down a bit of a hole here and came across a whole movement of superheroes. Blokes at a loss trying to fight evil and make the world a better place, but stopping short of being able to pass an army physical.
Hmm.
Obviously. There's a lot of fucking, you can see some of the
vigilante.
A lot of stretched fibers on their on their latex. Latex? What is it? That's Lycra suits.
Latex for some of them.
Latex,
maybe.
Is it? Yeah.
No, it'd be mainly Lycra, but some of them would have some pretty hardcore stuff.
Yeah. There's apparently a whole superhero project going on. Courtesy of the Crimson Fish. The Crimson Fist, Phantom Zero, Geist, Motormouth, Superhero, just called Superhero this one, Citizen Prime, et cetera.
It's like when you get the cheap show bag for the kid, not the Marvel or the DC.
No.
This is what's in there. All these guys.
Yeah. It's like Great Man or something.
There are certain sacrifices you have to make in order to help other people. We aren't Bruce Wayne. We aren't Tony Stark.
I'm in tremendous credit card debt.
That's more like it.
Buying all this stuff.
If you do with less, other people can have more.
Start thinking about life in a broader aspect. Just don't do things only for yourself. Start doing things for other people.
They will be doing with less when the fucking big truck turns up, the removalist truck to take all this shit.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the one woman in that, she's not listening, but if she were to get out now, leave it to those blokes. I know, all men's things are not great, but when there's one, just get out. Go do something else.
Oh, here he is, straight shooter.
Oh,
save the day.
Yeah.
Eggy. SS. There you go. Well, that's not a great logo, but SS.
Already got the jacket. All right. Time for some more abuse here, buddy. This one is from Liam. For Lincoln, to whom my semi-annual barbs are usually directed, you're still a poof. For Mark, in brackets, virgin, the man who called me a bad dog owner in a Facebook notice board on the 1st of November of this very year, I have no idea if you listen to this, and based on our interaction, I doubt you do. But in the off chance you do, you're a nerdy, basement-dwelling, comic book collecting, anime action figure as a profile picture loser. Fuck you. I'm still not over it. Cunt. This is pretty good messages to each other in this. It's my favourite.
And this is I've never had one aimed at someone who would not listen to the pod.
Yeah.
Poor Liam just had to get it off his chest. Fuck you, Mark, you virgin. Up next, this is from Jesse. This used to be an exclusive club of posh people who could shit on all you tight-ass scum out there with our fancy words. Now it's a fucking free-for-all. Every Tom, Dick and Harry has signed up just so they can use Heggie and Cody to slag off their missus in a funny way because they're too scared to tell her they're sick of the floral decor and candles in their house. I, for one, encourage this. You're all grubs, but you're supporting our mates at MFB HQ. As of this submission, we're 83 subscribers from Heggie using our coin to be forcibly removed from a plane and onto the soil of Bali, and another dollar closer to the release of Cody's children's book, Dad and Uncle Heggie Take a Big Poo on the Royal Family. Oh, very good.
Oh, this next one is from Salim. Aisha, I'm sorry about how things ended. I mean, I've been trying to call you, but you're obviously still hurting. I deeply regret threatening to rape your dad and calling you a slut. I know you're a fan of the MFB podcast, so this was the only way I could think of to reach out to you. Nothing can take away my actions, but I hope you'll see my monthly contribution to the MFB podcast as a sign that I'm a changed man who wants to give back to the community, even to the freeloaders who don't pay for the content they enjoy. Aisha, I beg you, please, please, please take me back. My life is not the same without you by my side or slightly behind me. You are my world. Love always your soulmate, your cuddly bear, Salim. Like one of it's like pina colada, isn't it? You just get into each other through the classifieds.
You're that is sign up to the Patreon for the old Land Larrikins episode. You'll be able to figure it out from the names there who we're talking about. Thank you very much, Salim. This one is from Michael. Fucking fuggity fuck, fuck you, fucking freeloading fucks. Fucking stop fucking around and give a fuck. Or so fucking help me, for fuck's sake, I'll fucking fuck you up without a fuck given for all you fuckhead sponging fucks. Fucking hell. You fucking get a fuck ton of fucking content. Fuck me, Roman. Fucking fuck for money if you fucking have to. Or stop fucking your fucking hand so I can fucking get your fucking wallet out. Fuck.
I like the full stop at the end. Last one for this mob, mate, is from Ed. Steve, stop asking me. Did you hear Heggie say this in MFB? Of course I did, you diabetic cunt. I actually contribute a little to the coffers, so I get it early. You'd rather spend your dole money on insulin and that other bloke's wife that you've been dating. Tut tut, fuckhead. And Katie, what makes you think it's reasonable to spend $80,000 on an arts degree but not actually support the arts by paying a little for the Patreon? Hypocrisy. Thy name is you. Cheers for the pod, boys.
Oh, cheers, Ed.
No. Our superhero here today, she was arrested upon landing.
Oh, no.
Obviously.
Status arrested.
Elon.
Fox News got the scoop by interviewing witnesses, such as passenger Ding Yu. Sounds sick. Made up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Creamy some young guy. I was thinking about the worst case. This is what Ding Yu said. I was thinking about the worst case. Probably that plane will crash, but I know it's a very low probability. So just some fucking words there. Just they wasted my time on me having to read this. No. Now I'm wasting your time.
How dare they? United States of America, the home of the fucking Vox Pop.
Yep.
They're all ready to
and
go.
And they get Ding Yu on there.
Fucking Ding. Has fumbled the bag.
Absolutely.
He just said a stat about plane travel.
Born for
it's actually pretty safe.
There's your 15 seconds of fame. You chose to say that. The victim of the bite was treated at
terrible.
A local...
You know, the American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
That was rubbish. Yep. Old mate Simon.
Fucking hell.
Yep. Timon.
Timon Cow. victim of the bite was treated at a local hospital and claimed to have PTSD from the incident.
There we go.
Yes, PTSD. Stands for tetanus now, does it? That's what it is, a tease for tetanus in that. Longer-lasting effects, obviously, when it comes to the litigation process. Yeah.
Pissed off, tetanus, sad, depression.
Yeah. your injury rehabilitation is going to go a lot slower if you've got PTSD, so you've got to drag it to the court date. Medics should devote more staff to PTSD, really,
yeah.
Like it's an immediate. You used to have delayed effects. or be trumped by major physical injury. Now it's the primary. You get attacked by a large animal and within seconds recognise, oh, I've got PTSD. I've also lost two limbs and a fair bit of blood.
Yeah.
First things first, get a counsellor in here.
Yeah.
And preferably be one with three tourniquets. I've got to talk this through now. Elom claimed.
Maybe they can do like the Red Cross, you know, they're always asking for blood.
Yeah.
Maybe they just need some non-mentals to read out, you know, some positive affirmations.
Yeah. Hang in there.
So in an emergency, they just put the little fucking earbuds, the AirPods in, play that.
Play some white noise. That'll get you through. No, actually.
Get space out.
I think some fucking 3 liters of O positive would be better. Elom claimed.
Don't want to be O negative, mate. Need the O positive.
Is O negative? What can you? What's
no, no, no. I'm just saying positive and negative. Oh, yeah. No one negative. That's bad.
No, you wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Unless there's two of you.
Wonder when someone dies from that.
From what?
We'll give you some O negative. No, no, no. I'm O positive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're not.
It's all in here, mate. My head is positive. The rest of my body, you can put the negative stuff in there. What's the blood type that you can put it in other people?
Is I think there is, yeah, maybe an O positive, O negative. It's a, yeah, super blood.
I'm O positive, if anyone ever needs to know that.
There you go.
Sort it out.
Great.
So normal.
We it's can share a needle then. All right.
Elom said it was her first time flying in a long time without her husband.
Pretty funny image I just had in my head, by the way. The couple of blokes out here working at ACAS today, if they looked over and we had just shot up heroin. Oh, they tricked us. We just got a Gmail account, said we had a pod on their network.
Doors locked. Just come back at 3 o'clock, guys. She said she hadn't been on a plane in a long time without her husband. This made her very anxious and she normally would not have done these things. So who normally bites another person's thigh and doesn't let go? That's not a normal thing for any fucking lunatic to do.
Yeah.
If you did that 2 days in a row, that'd be nearly a world record.
Yeah.
Well, there's no one's doing that more than fucking once or twice per lifetime.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And the the husband has married a fucking Italian greyhound of a person.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
Well, I mean, I can't go anywhere without my husband lest I lose my mind and try to kill some people. So, okay. Maybe don't. No, I've got to do it anyway. Freedom for Oz. I've got to get on that plane. No, you don't. Just don't fucking go. Wait until he's ready.
Yeah.
Or if he tells you don't go, just wait.
Yeah.
Fucking don't get on the plane. People used to do the unthinkable and not get on one. She hadn't told her husband that she was going anywhere, in fact. So plot thickens. I reckon he'd be mad.
How'd she go in the car on the way to her own wedding? He wouldn't have been with her there. She'd just bash her up. Bash the limo driver.
Yeah. It's late onset loneliness and PTSD. Yeah. It's not, you know, it's not something you're born with.
Yeah.
Being dependent on someone other than yourself. She appeared in court for trial, but her attorney expressed concerns that it could not proceed due to her mental state.
Just bring the husband.
He could attest to a few things, I reckon. Could not find an outcome on this one either. So a couple of unsolved mysteries here. Likely to be charged with assault, but the commenters have swooped.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Calls to have her deported and some to have her killed.
Wee. All right. So,
Ed said, prior to 1950, American big cities were relatively safe. Dirty, but safe. This is rounding
out
real
mate
well.
Before? Who was our vox pop?
Ding Yu.
Yeah, Ding Yu. He's really Ding Yu'd though.
At least Ding Yu's on topic.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. And Ding Yu was put on the spot. He was a passenger on the plane, you know, mic in the face. I can understand how someone would. This bloke has had Ed's had all the time in the world to get his comment ready.
Yeah. Oh.
Pre-1950. Oh, fucking brilliant. Delete. Start again, Ed.
Cronkite said.
Walter.
Walter. Walter's piped in. Walter's joined the digital age. Walter said, drop down to 8,000. Depressurise. Open a door and arrange her meeting with Jesus. They can work out any confusion. I'll do it. I kind of like it, but also.
Yeah.
Some other comments. Violated policy. So they obviously were worse than wanting a woman killed for being mental.
Yeah, thrown out of a plane for having a mental breakdown.
Walter Cronkite.
At altitude.
One thing, he did not cuss. So they obviously involved cuss words.
Well, no, to be fair, that algorithm sometimes gets it wrong. Like I've put up,
I fucking love this post
of your pencils, the Grogan pencils, lukeegi.com.
Get a 3-pack now.
But it was like, view hidden comments.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I would very much like to see why these have been hidden.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, love the pencils, Heggy.
Oh, right.
Like the algorithm assumes Heggy must be.
It's a swear word. Yeah.
They've used the Swedish that word. That would for be
a lifetime. That would be a lifetime achievement to have your surname made into a word. Like a not a good one. Like a real, real rough. That's it.
Yeah.
Like you're the fucking the Dyson or the, you know, the Hoover or whatever. Whatever now is the thing. Oh, fuck, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's I'm not going to die until that happens. Heggy's got to mean something well, you might have to other do than something just,
big.
Well, I'll do it while it's happening. It'll happen a day after.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Get on our Patreon if you want to support us here at MFB HQ. Get this man to Bali once we get to 1,000. No, come on, Heggy.
Be all right.
Even a day trip. We should do a day trip to Bali.
On a jet ski.
Sink a Bintang.
From Broome.
At the airport. Hop back on the return flight.
Mm.
Video apps are up on our Patreon as well. Early access to live tickets for the live shows and whatnot. Get it all there. Heggy, 2 YouTube specials out. Tip Rat and have that.
Yes, and you won out.
Yes.
Nick Cody live at the Corner Hotel down on the corner of the street.
That's the one. Mm. That is the one. And your tour Grogan on sale now, 2020 fail.
Get around it.
LukeHeggy.com. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.